الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون، كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. وقال الله تعالى: أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب فلا تعقلون. صدق اللہ علی العظیم و صدق رسول کریم. مائی ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، ٹوڈے اٹ از سنڈے، اینڈ آن سنڈے وی ٹاک اباؤٹ سم ریکوائرڈ تھنگس آف دیٹ ویک ان انگلش. سو ٹوڈے وی شیل بی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ایٹیکیٹس آف ڈیوائن کمانڈس and prohibitions. So there are some points regarding this. Number one, the preacher must be sure that what he is advocating is an established virtue in Sharia. At the same time, he must be cognizant of the nature of the ill, it means sin, that he is attempting to eradicate. It must be a declared sin by Sharia. He should himself practice what he is preaching. It is said in the Holy Quran. So what is this? Let me clear. Actually, I cannot speak on my own behalf, because I have not defined these things. It's actually Sharia is defining all these matters. What is required, what is not required, what is allowed, what is not allowed. Awamir wa nawahi. It means those things which are to be done and those things which are not to be done. So these things have been defined by Sharia, and we cannot define them by ourselves. This main thing. So the person who is preaching must know this thing: what is allowed and what is not allowed. Whatever he is preaching about, he must know what's the instruction of Sharia regarding that. And the other thing is this, that he should be practicing that thing himself. For example, if he is asking for doing something, so he should be himself doing that. Or he is stopping someone, prohibit someone from something, he must be also stopping from that thing. So therefore, this is the first point for Amr bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar to know. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha allazeena amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun, kabura maqtan inda Allah an taqulu ma la taf'alun. Surah As-Saff. O you who believe, why do you say what you do not do? It is severely hateful in Allah's sight that you say what you don't do. Allah Almighty has also said, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسُونَ أَنفُسُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you enjoin rightness upon others while you ignore your own selves, although you keep reciting the book? Have you then no sins? Number two, the preacher should possess good manners, who should softly order prohibitions of vices. He should tolerate personal inconveniences or discomforts, suffer in enforcement of the divine commands and prohibitions. He should also desist from expressing anger, as the Quran is educating, وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. My dear son, it's actually coming from Luqman Hakim alayhi salam. It's included in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Establish salah and bid the fair and forbid the unfair and observe patience on what befalls you. Surely this is among the matters of determination. Of course, if a person is doing this action, that he is prohibiting someone from something or he is asking for doing something, so there might be some resistance because of that. So he should not be feeling angry for that, but he should be patient. And he should know that there is a great ajr for this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in Quran it has been said, wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amilu s-salihati wa tawasu bil-haq wa tawasu bil-sabr. So with tawasu bil-haq, tawasu bil-sabr also there in Quran. So we should know this thing. Third point. A preacher should not spy around to detect vices. It's inappropriate to peep into houses to find prohibitions or body search to discover hidden items or upon utensils to check their contents. Islamic Sharia advocates that vices should be concealed. It said in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. O you believe, abstain from many of the suspicious are sins, and do not be curious to find out faults of others, and do not backbite one another. Does one of you like that he eats the flesh of his dead brother? You would abhor it. And fear Allah, surely Allah is most relenting, very merciful. From Surah Al-Hujurat. So in this, it has been told that of course you should do Nahal Munkar, but you are not Muhtasib. You are just a preacher. There is a difference between preacher and Muhtasib. Similarly, like this difference between Qazi and Alim, scholar. A scholar can tell that thing. It is right and it is not right. It is good and it is not good. He cannot punish. Only Qazi can punish. So similarly, a preacher cannot do this thing. A Muhtasib can do this thing. Because it is his responsibility. Or if something has been told by some authority, just like narcotics, if somebody is having this and there is some institute for this or some discipline, just like ANF, anti-narcotics force, so they can detect, they can peep in the things, they can decode the things, because it is their duty to protect the nation from these evils. A preacher should ensure that virtues and vices are well understood by his audience. He must explain these explicitly. Of course, the person who is preaching, not only he must know himself that thing, but also he should educate the people to that level that they also know this thing in that detail. Then one can think about them that they will be practicing upon that. Otherwise, if they cannot understand it, so how can we expect from them to work upon that and to obey? A person who, despite being advised, does not act on it, should be urged to do so again. He should be firmly and harshly handled if he persists in disobedience. Help from the government or the community may be sought if he remains incorrigible. A preacher who is not powerful enough to physically or verbally eliminate vices, the least he should do is condemn them in his heart. The Prophet ﷺ said, "One amongst you who sees sin being done should try to stop it physically with hands, failing which he should condemn this verbally." The weakest degree of faith is to condemn this in his heart. It's narrated by Muslim. So this thing should be understood, that there are three categories, and scholars of this time have declared to be on safer side only the government should be allowed to do the things by their hands. Because of that, there will be no fitna and it will be corrected accordingly. But if someone who is not in government or he doesn't have power doing that, so if he is doing, so there might be fitna because of that, and might be some quarreling or might be some trouble in the society. So he should inform those who can do it. He should inform those who can do this thing. He should not himself do this, because it is not his duty. It is, yes, he can sense, he can think upon it, and he can ask others to do this thing if he himself cannot do this. So also, as in a Hadith Sharif, it has been said, if one person cannot do this by hand, so he should do by tongue. So this is actually the role of ulama in the society, that they can speak upon it, and they can educate the people, and they can inform the people, and they can ask people for doing that or not doing that. And the third thing, which is the least, that to consider this not good by heart, it means dislike it by heart, and which is the minimum. So we should not lose this. Censure on advising others but not acting himself. Allah Almighty says, أَتَأْمُرُ النَّاسِ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسُونَ أَنفُسُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ فَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Do enjoin righteousness upon others while you ignore yourself, your own selves, although you keep reciting the book. Have you then no sins? There is another place the Quran urges, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Oh, you do believe, why do you say what you do not do? It's severely hateful in Allah's sight that you say what you do not do. So this statement of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam is recorded in the Holy Quran. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنُ خَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ أَنْهُ. He said, oh my people, tell me if I am on a clear path from my Lord, and he has provided me with a good provision from himself, should I still leave you unguided? I do not want to do in your absence what I forbid you from. I want nothing but to set things right as far as I can. My ability to do anything comes from none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In him alone I have placed my trust, and to him alone I turn in humbleness. So it means if a person is in position that he should do some work, so he should act upon that and guide the people accordingly, just like Shuaib alayhi salam has said, because he was Nabi and he was informing the people about the status of their thing, what he was saying them, saying to them. وَإِذَا وَقَى الْقُولُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَةٍ لَا يُقِنُونَ. When the world will come to fall upon them, we will bring forth for them a beast from the earth who will speak to them that the human beings, that is infidels, did not believe in our science. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in explaining of the verse, wrote, till virtues are ordered, vices cannot be prohibited. Hazrat Usman bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, a man would be thrown into fire of the hell. He will go around, he will go round and rounds like a donkey with his intestine hanging on inquiry from the other intimates. He would tell them that he preached virtue but did not practice upon it himself, and forbid others from vices but indulging in them himself. So this actually the regarding the status of the preacher. That preacher must be working upon that, must be doing that, what he is saying to the others. It means if a person who is stopping others from something, he must himself stop himself. And if the person is asking for something, he must do this himself also. So it's actually the sincerity and you can say the clarity about these things. Structure for implementing divine commands and prohibitions. Notwithstanding individual's effort and organization structure to implement them legally are obligatory for the kafaya. So there has to be a group of people from among you who call towards the good and bid the fair and forbid the unfair. And it is these who are successful. It means, say, there should be some people, some group. They must be doing this work in a Jamaat. So we know that there is Jamaat Tabligh working throughout in the world. And but they are limiting themselves only to Amr bil Maruf. They are doing this very well, mashallah, because of them the people are coming to offer prayer, and they are keeping fast, and they are coming to good things. But they don't do Nahil Munkar because of a clear reason, that is in this common people are coming and all are not ulama, and only ulama can know the limitation of these things. So if a normal person is doing without, who is not scholar, who is not alim, so probably he might be mixing the things and not following the instructions regarding these things. So therefore there will be fitna. So to avoid that fitna, they are doing this only on Amr bin Maruf. But ulama may be requested to do this in a jamaat of such a nature, just like Khatm-e Nabuwat. We know Jamaat of Khatm-e Nabuwat. We have many ulama, and the preachers of them, they go to different places and guide the people in that matter. Because this is the matter of Aqeedah, which is very necessary. And yes, there are different people who are doing, for example, there are some people who are bringing Shariat in practice in the society. So they do this thing in the form of Jamaat. So one very good platform is available for scholars, that if in Juma sermons they describe the things in such a manner that they stop the people from bad things and informing about the good things. So I think this can be good, become a Jamaat in this sense, that they will behave the same fikr and they can communicate with each other and they can exchange their you can say practices with each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us in this very, very essential work and help us that we are able to practice upon it. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك تواب رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب. لا اله الا الله 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 لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا هو 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 لا إله إلا هو
La ilaha illahu, 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 la ilaha la ilaha illahu, allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa ala ma hak 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 hak
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Allah 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 Allah
نحمدك خير معمول وكما سنع على ما لم تمنع جاءت المقبول من قربات عند الله وصلاة الرسول فصلى عليه ما اختلف الدبور والقبول وانشابت الفروع من الرسول ثم نسألك بما سنقول من السؤال من القبول ربي أعني ولا تعن علي وانصرني ولا تنصر علي وامكر لي ولا تمكر علي واهدني ويسر هداري وانصرني على من بغى علي ربي جلني لك ذكارا لك شكارا لك رهابا لك متوان لك مهدي متبغا اليك مخبتا اليك وهم منيبا رب تقبل توبتي واغسل هوبتي واجب دعوتي وثبت حجتي وسدد لساني وهدي قلبي واسلل سخيمة صدري اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وارضنا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار واصلح لنا شأننا كله اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا واصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا من الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بدن وبارك لنا في أسمائنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا كتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجلنا شاكرين نعمتك مسنين بها قابليها وتم علينا اللهم إني أسألك الثبات في الأمر وأسألك عزيمة الرشد وأسألك الشكر لنعمتك وحسن عبادتك وأسألك لسانا صادقا وقلبا سليما وخلقا مستقيما وأسألك من خير ما تعلم وأستغفرك مما تعلم إنك أنت علام الغيوب اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أنت أعلم به مني اللهم اغسل لنا من خشيتك ما تهول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعل الوارث منا واجعل سارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا واكرمنا ولا تهنا واتنا ولا تحرمنا واسرنا ولا توسر علينا واردنا واردنا اللهم ألهمني رشدي اللهم قل لي شر نفسي وازم لي على رشدي أمري أسأل الله العافية في دنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين والتغفر لي وترحمني وإزالة قوم فتنة وتوفني غير مفتون وأسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقرب إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ارزقني حبك وحب من ينفوني حبه عندك. اللهم فكما رزقتني مما لا أحبه فاجعله في قوة فيما فيما تحب. اللهم زويتني مما أحبه فاجعله فراغا لي فيما تحب. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جل الخلد. اللهم إني أسألك سيئة في إيمانا وإيمانا في حسن خلق ونجاحا تتبع فلاحا ورحمة منك وعافية ومغفرة منك ورزوانا. اللهم انفعني بما علمتني وعلمني ما ينفعني. اللهم بعلمك الغيب وقدرتك على الخلق أحيني ما علمت الحياة خيرا لي وتوفني إذا علمت الوفاة خيرا لي. وأسألك خشيتك في الغيب وشهادتك وكلمة الإخلاص في الرزاء والغضب. وأسألك نعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع. وأسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك الشوق ولقائك. وأعوذ بك من مضرة مضرة وفتنة مضلة. اللهم زيني بزينة الإيمان وجل هداة المهتدين. اللهم إني أسألك من خير من الخير كل عاجل واجل وما علمت منه ما لم أعلم. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك. اللهم إني أسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. وأسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء لي خيرا وأسألك ما قضيت لي من أمر أن تجعل عاقبته رشدا. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احفظني بالإسلام قائما واحفظني بالإسلام قائدا واحفظني بالإسلام راقدا ولا تشمن بيد ولا حاسدا. اللهم إني أسألك من كل خير خزائنه وأسألك من كل من الخير الذي من الخير الذي هو بيدك كله. اللهم لا تدعنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دين إلا قضيت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيت يا رب الرحيم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم كرني بما رزقتني وبارك لي في وخلف على كل غائبة بخير. اللهم إني أسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومرضا غير مهزوم ولا فاضي. اللهم إني ضعيف فقوي في رزاك ضعفي وخذ الخير بناصر وجه الإسلام وجه الإسلام من تحت رزائي. وإني زلوم فائز وإني فقير فارزقني. اللهم إني أسألك خير مسألتي وخير الدعاء وخير النجاة وخير العمل وخير الصواب وخير حياتي وخير مماتي وثبتني وثقل موازيني وحقق إيماني وارفع درجتي وتقبل صلاتي وأسألك درجات أولى من الجنة آمين. اللهم إني أسألك فاتح الخير وخواتمه وجوامله وأوله وآخره وظاهره وباطنه. اللهم إني أسألك خير ما آتي وخير ما أفعل وخير ما أعمل وخير ما بطن وخير ما أدبر. اللهم اجعل أوسع رزقك علي عندك كبر سني من كتاب عمري واجعل خير عمري وآخره وخير عملي أخواتيم وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهلي سمد النبي حتى ألقاك. أسألك غنى وغنى ولا. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من سوء أمري وفتنة الصدر وأعوذ بك من لا إله إلا أنت تضلني ومن جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء ومن شر ما عملت ومن شر ما لم أعمل ومن شر ما علمت ومن شر ما لم أعلم ومن زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك ومن شر سمعي ومن شر بصري ومن شر لساني ومن شر قلبي ومن شر مني من الفاكهة ومن الظلماء والظلماء ومن الهدم ومن التردي ومن الغرق والحركة انتخبت الشيطان عند الموت ومن أموت في سبيلك مدبرا ونموت لديك وتقبل الدعوات في كم محمد الشفيع لي عبد واسع محمد المصطفى ومحمد لي ومحمد الشفيع عبد الماجد مولانا محمد الشفيع سليمان مولانا ممسك لي رسول في موب وإقبال مدني وسيد الشهوة سيد الزمان وسيد الزمان ورحمة الله عليهم وجميع المتعلقين في الكعبة ومات مجد المؤمنين والمؤمنات وصلى الله تعالى سيد الكائنات وكل المخلوقات صلاة تسبق الآيات ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.